USA Radio News.
A new mask mandate will soon go into effect. The CDC announcing late Friday that almost everyone will have to wear a mask on all public transportation, including planes, trains, and taxis, even rideshares. It goes into effect at 11:59 p.m. Monday. Another COVID vaccine could be hitting the market by the summer. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. That's lower than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News this third vaccine can still help us eradicate the virus.
The important point is that the protection against severe disease was very high, even in South Africa, where the mutant is dominant.
Unlike the other vaccines, Johnson & Johnson's only requires one dose. The company expected to apply next week for emergency use authorization from the FDA, and 100 million doses could be available by June. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A congressman tests positive for COVID even after getting vaccinated. Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch announcing his diagnosis yesterday comes after he took both doses of the Pfizer vaccine over a week ago. A spokeswoman says Lynch is asymptomatic and feels fine. Republican support may not be needed to pass the COVID relief bill. Most Republicans are opposed to President Biden's $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Democrats are considering using budget reconciliation to bypass the GOP and get the bill through. Biden yesterday responding to the idea.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
The reconciliation process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy meeting with former President Trump this week in Florida. McCarthy says Trump is committed to helping elect Republicans in 2022. McCarthy says the United Conservative Movement will strengthen the bonds of our citizens and uphold the freedoms our country was founded on. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The White House revealing more about President Biden's call with Vladimir Putin. Here's Tim Berg.
The new Biden administration is looking over the tense situation with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that President Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release Alexei Navalny.
As we have publicly, as our team has repeatedly called for through the course of the last several weeks. In terms of the specifics of the conversation, I don't have any more details for you on that.
Additionally, Biden raised the issue of a recent cyber attack on U.S. companies and government entities. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the president visiting a place close to his heart. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland on Friday.
For 8 years as vice president, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there are not many people here.
Yes, sir.
Today. We're a lot back then.
The president's late son, Beau, was treated at Walter Reed before his death from brain cancer, and the president had surgery for a brain aneurysm while a senator in 1988. He met with wounded service members and toured the hospital's vaccination site. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Chicago area bracing for a snowstorm up to 11 inches expected by Monday. That would make it their biggest storm since 2015. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.